Random House Audio presents A Curious Man, The Strange and Brilliant Life of Robert, Believe It or Not, Ripley, by Neil Thompson. Read for you by Mark Cashman. Preface. In the middle of the Syrian desert, halfway between Damascus and Baghdad, the half-breed vehicle with 12 sand-surfing balloon tires came to a stop and an indistinct pile of rocks bordered by a scrawny stand of palm trees. It was time for lunch. Passengers stepped off the car bus into the brutal heat, including two Americans, one of them more portly and distinctly American than the other. Robert L. Ripley was dressed in his preferred global traveler's outfit, black and white wingtips, knee-high socks, white shorts, and a short-sleeved shirt. Atop his head sat a wide-brimmed pith helmet. As the tour bus staff handed out bagged sandwiches, Ripley withdrew his own lunch, a thermos of scotch and soda. He turned and offered a swig to his traveling partner, an earnest young Mormon from Utah named Joe Simpson, who worked for Ripley's boss. Newspaper man William Randolph Hearst had hired Ripley in 1929, paying him more than $100,000 a year and making Ripley one of the best-paid journalists in all of newspapers. Simpson's job was to protect and serve the famed and famously erratic cartoonist, a role that veered from traveling secretary to photographer to drinking partner. That night, Ripley's caravan stopped at the sprawling fortress compound called Rutpa Wells, whose gates lifted as a small crowd gathered to greet the new arrivals. Ripley emerged from his vehicle to hear the distinct drawl of his friend, Will Rogers.
"Hi, Bob. Where do you think you're going?"